I find it disconcerting.
There will be an appropriate time and a place to review policy.
What does this rapporteur even do?
The Liberals and Conservatives want to play a political game and score points.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
You're actually sharing half of the story.
Lies, 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 yeah.
Aren't you ashamed?
Mr. Firth.
Mr. Speaker, do I have to answer that?
Yes. Yes, you do.
No, I am not ashamed.
Yes, you have to answer that. MPs don't, but you do, Mr. Firth. Not the answer I'd give, but nonetheless, it is what was said. Let's bring in Tom Korski, managing editor of Black Locks Reporter. Great to have you.
Thank you, Alex.
What a show that was. What a show. Not often, and I think it's important, like what, like the first time in 100 years where like a person has been called to the floor and, you know, made
first
to answer questions.
Yeah. First federal contractor censured on the floor of the House of Commons since 1913, but he was shamed. Mm. And he has lost his company. This is Christian Firth, managing a partner of GC Strategies, the most famous and successful small business in Canada. Two-man company working out of a private home in Woodlawn, Ontario, landed over $107 million in federal contracts. I know there were some... Even my friends in the press gallery were confused and mesmerized by yesterday's spectacle.
Yeah.
This man for 2 hours.
They didn't take a civics course?
Hectored. I'm going to tell you why the MPs went through that. They already had the information. Firth had given names. They wanted him to name names, and then they wanted him to do it publicly, of his little contacts in the federal public service management class who had gone out for delicious meals and drinks with a contractor who then got cut sweetheart deals according to every auditor and the procurement ombudsman. The deals this man pulled were mesmerizing. My favorite, a $25 million contract based on terms of bids that he helped write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the question for Mr. Firth was, who was it?
Mm-hmm.
Who was your contact? Who was your little buddy at the Canada Border Services Agency? And he came up with a name. And now MPs have questions for those people.
Yeah. It's very interesting. The whole thing was fascinating, I think. And certainly, you know, through the testimony and you know, it was reported. And like I'll play you a clip of Larry Brock just so our listeners can have it. Some of the lines of questioning. After we learned, like the day before, the RCMP had been investigating his home. It's not connected to the ongoing investigation into ArriveCan, but there's a separate investigation. Apparently, they were searching his home. But here, Larry Brock, a Conservative MP, on his line of questioning. Take a listen.
Does Mr. Firth think that the Prime Minister or the Liberal Cabinet Minister should be at the bar answering questions today instead of himself, or is he willing to go to jail for them?
The Honourable, sorry.
Mr. Firth,
Mr. Speaker, can I speak to my counsel, please?
Well, he wasn't talking about the bar on the corner of the street that serves a nice stiff martini, right?
Yeah, that's not going to help you. You know what's interesting here is why do MPs want those names of the contractors' little secret friends in the government of Canada management class? You are led to believe that executives paid a modest salary, went out of their way to help Mr. Firth become a millionaire, and all they got out of it was a free coffee on Metcalf Street.
Yeah.
No one believes that, Alex. And the implication is, we know this is a matter of history. Department of Public Works has already seen managers go to the penitentiary for running fraud rings. The implication is this was really collegial. If you get my meaning, MPs have really only started on this. They've been stonewalled. Government caucus and cabinet tried to stonewall it yesterday. This is a big deal. This is about honest government. This is about corruption. This is about whether you want very mediocre, very expensive government when you have guys cutting up the cash. It's huge.
I would just prefer people not make like 20, 30 million for sitting in their basement, because otherwise, where do you sign up for that job? So where does it go now? Because this is one of those things where it's like death by a thousand cuts. So where's the next cut?
Now that they have the names, the Commons Government Operations Committee and perhaps Public Accounts, perhaps the Ethics Committee, they've all been involved, will start bringing them. Come on down. If your name is Diane Daly, you used to be a contracting officer at the Canada Border Services Agency, and you helped Mr. Firth to $25 million on terms of a contract only he could win, according to the Procurement Ombudsman. Mrs. Daly, come on down. And we want to hear all about your deep friendship with Mr. Firth. I got to tell you, that was the point of yesterday's spectacle. Send a message across this town. Don't be clever. Don't be a smart boy. Because if you think you're going to get away with it, you're going to lose your company. You're going to lose your reputation. You can spend 2 hours on television being shamed in the House of Commons so all your children can see it. Oh, trust me, they'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, it's incredible. What lawyer said, I've got a better idea. Just don't answer them. They'll never call you on the floor of the House of Commons. Like, who gave him that advice that this was the better route to go?
Bad, bad legal advice. Alex, there's 36,000 lawyers in Canada. What do they call someone who finished with the lowest grades in their class? They call him a member of the bar. And that's what... Bad advice, man. Real bad advice.
Meanwhile... Cabinet apparently has a lot of details that we need to work out. So we get these housing announcements every single day, Tom. I'm so bored of these housing announcements because at this point they just blend together. I can't figure out what house is on what block, is what's going up, what's going down, when are they being built, when aren't they being built. But the minister on this file, Sean Fraser, who is a really good speaker, he's got figures that even the CMHC, they're like, where are these figures coming from? They're claiming that they're going to build like 3.5 million houses, more than the CHMC, or it was a 4 million figure. Like, Christian Freeland's wheeling out figures I've never heard before.
No, it's nonsensical. In fact, it's now become funny. I know it's not funny for people who can't get a house, but, you know, you got to have a sense of humor to get through these tough times. What is the new housing plan? Well, if you do the math, it works out to the equivalent of 800,000 new housing starts every year in Canada. We have never built 800,000 new houses in any year in history, and it will never get it's just not going to get done. And so the latest housing plan, as outlined again in the budget, this is like the sixth iteration. It's like saying, you know what, we're going to build a zillion homes over a billion years. It's just, you are now feeling, it's nonsensical. What's the best we ever had, by the way, on housing starts? 1976? Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah.
273,000 houses. There was balloons for the kids. 273,000 housing starts. You're going to have to triple that to meet Minister Fraser's affordability target. Literally zero chance of that happening.
Yeah, I think I broke down the numbers just in Ontario. It's like there will have to be 113,000 shovels in the ground every single day.
It's ridiculous.
Like, without missing a beat. And every single day from here till like 2030, if they even want to come close to these numbers.
But it's never going to happen.
Ever. Meanwhile, Elections Canada, they are gearing up a new marketing campaign targeting all the young voters. So we have an electorate under 25, 2.7 million voters. Fewer than half, 1.2 million will cast ballots in the 2021 campaign. I have a feeling they're turning out in the next election. Tom, I don't think we need this campaign.
It's interesting, isn't it, that of all cohorts, that is the one that Elections Canada is after in a big way.
Right.
And it's true. I know everyone keeps saying there will be no election this year. You wouldn't know that at Elections Canada. They've appointed all their riding returning officers at 343 federal ridings.
Are they all in place?
They've appointed the returning officers, absolutely. They've got the new electoral maps. They have, as you mentioned, just finalized a campaign to target voters under 25, which they have decided. They polled them, in fact. And voters under 25, mind you, they always say this. They say, oh, I'm voting next time. Oh, and how? So it's almost
after
like
I smoke this joint, I'm going to go vote.
It's like,
but I got to eat these Cheetos first.
It's like there's going to be
nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that's.
Year, but I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, well, that'll be. I agree with you. I mean, I'm getting a lot of like campaign literature. Meet your candidate. I'm like, I thought there wasn't an election for 15 months.
No, there's something going on.
Something going on. I'm with you. I'm ready to put money on this one. Greg Brady says no. not going to happen. But I think they'll use this budget, see if they get any kind of bounce out of it, and then pull the trigger. Maybe.
Probably the fall if they're looking for a bounce out of this budget.
Yeah, it's not going to go in this one. Quickly, do we have time for Senator Yu, who just Senator Wu. He's a senator, but he wants secret memo leakers jailed. You got to be prosecuted.
Very angry liberal-appointed Senator Yuen Pao Wu from Vancouver. He's saying, why have the people who leaked those secret memos talking about Chinese Communist Party agents being an existential threat, why have they not been prosecuted? Not the spies.
Yeah.
Why hasn't the media, their sources, been prosecuted? He wrote it in a letter to the China Inquiry. Keep it up, Senator. This guy's gold.
I know he's gold, but he's not going anywhere. That's the scary thing. It's like, I'm like, how's this guy stay? He's like, he may as well wear a flag on his head. I'm with them. Anyway. All right, Tom, gotta go, but I love our conversations. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Tom Korski, the gift that keeps giving. Indeed, BlackLock's reporter, subscriber based, worth every penny.